Hello and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most consistently examined topics in GCSE Business Studies, sources of finance. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, I can almost guarantee this topic will appear on your paper. And the good news is, it's completely learnable. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to identify, explain, and evaluate every major source of finance, and you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for when they award marks. So grab a pen, settle in, and let's get started. Let's start with the big picture. Every business needs money, whether it's a brand new startup opening its first cafe or a huge multinational expanding into a new country. The money a business uses to fund its activities is called finance. And the places it gets that money from are called sources of finance. Now, the first and most important distinction you need to know, and I mean really know because candidates lose marks on this every single year, is the difference between internal and external sources of finance. Internal sources come from within the business itself. Think of it like using your own savings rather than borrowing from someone else. There are three main internal sources. First, retained profit. This is profit that the business has already made and kept back rather than paying it out to owners or shareholders. It's free, no interest, no loss of control, but it's only available to businesses that are already profitable, which means startups can't use it. Second, sale of assets. A business might sell equipment, property, or vehicles it no longer needs to raise cash. Again, no interest costs, but once you've sold an asset, it's gone. Third, owner's capital. This is the entrepreneur's own personal savings put into the business, common for sole traders and partnerships starting up. Now, external sources come from outside the business. There are more of these, so let's go through them carefully. A bank loan is money borrowed from a bank and repaid over an agreed period with interest. It's great for large planned purchases, like buying machinery or premises. The advantage is that you get a lump sum up front. The disadvantage is that you pay interest, which increases the total cost, and the bank may require collateral, something valuable you put up as security. An overdraft is different from a loan. With an overdraft, the bank allows the business to spend more money than it has in its account, up to an agreed limit. It's flexible and useful for short-term cash flow problems. For example, if a business is waiting for customers to pay their invoices. However, overdrafts tend to have high interest rates and can be withdrawn by the bank at short notice. Trade credit is when a supplier allows a business to buy goods or services now and pay for them later, typically 30, 60, or 90 days. This is incredibly useful for managing cash flow because the business can sell the goods before it even has to pay for them. The risk? If the business can't pay on time, it damages the relationship with the supplier and may lose that credit agreement. Share issue is when a limited company sells shares, small units of ownership, to investors. This raises large amounts of money without needing to repay it, which is a huge advantage. But here's the critical downside that examiners love to test. Issuing shares means giving up some control of the business. New shareholders have voting rights and a claim on future profits as dividends. Crowdfunding is a relatively modern source of finance where a business raises small amounts of money from a large number of people, usually through online platforms like Kickstarter or Crowdcube. It's particularly popular with startups and creative businesses. It can also act as a marketing tool. If lots of people back your idea, it validates your product. The downside is that it can be unpredictable and time-consuming, and you may have to offer rewards or equity in return. Finally, a new partner in a partnership, bringing in a new partner, injects fresh capital into the business. The new partner contributes money in exchange for a share of the profits and decision-making. This is useful for small businesses, but again, control is shared. Now, the second key distinction is between short-term and long-term finance. Short-term finance, like an overdraft or trade credit, is used for immediate day-to-day needs and is typically repaid within a year. Long-term finance, like a bank loan or share issue, is used for major investments and is repaid over several years. Examiners expect you to match the source of finance to the time frame of the need. Right, let's talk about what examiners are actually looking for and what trips candidates up. Mistake number one, confusing internal and external sources. I've seen so many students write that retained profit is an external source. It isn't. It comes from within the business. Internal means from inside the business. External means from outside. Burn that into your memory. Mistake number two, not linking your answer to the context. This is huge. If the question gives you a scenario, say a new startup bakery, and asks you to recommend a source of finance, you cannot just say bank loan and leave it there. You must explain why it suits that specific business. A startup has no retained profit, no trading history to show a bank, and probably limited assets. So you need to think carefully about what's actually available and appropriate. Mistake number three, ignoring the implications. Every source of finance has a downside. Examiners reward candidates who acknowledge trade-offs. If you recommend a share issue, you must mention the loss of control. If you recommend a bank loan, mention the interest cost. This is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer. Top tip for evaluation questions. Use the structure, advantage, disadvantage, judgment. State what the source offers, acknowledge the drawback, then make a clear recommendation based on the specific context. Use connective phrases like however, on balance, and therefore to signal your analytical thinking. And one more tip, learn the command words. Identify just needs a one word or one phrase answer. Explain needs a reason. Evaluate or justify needs a balanced argument with a clear conclusion. Don't write an essay when the question says identify. You'll waste precious time. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the questions. You pause and answer in your head. Then I'll give you the answer. Question one. Name two internal sources of finance. Pause and think. The answers are retained, profit, sale of assets, and owner's capital. Any two of those. Question two. What is the main disadvantage of issuing shares? Pause and think. Loss of control, shareholders gain voting rights and a share of profits. Question three, what is trade credit? Pause and think. Buying goods or services now and paying for them later, typically within 30 to 90 days. Question four, give one reason why a startup might struggle to get a bank loan. Pause and think. No trading history, no collateral, or seen as high risk by the bank? Question five, what is the difference between a bank loan and an overdraft? Pause and think. A bank loan is a fixed lump sum repaid over time. An overdraft is a flexible arrangement to spend more than is in the account used for short-term needs. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you're in great shape. If not, go back and review the core concepts section. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways from today's episode. One, know the difference between internal sources, retained profit, sale of assets, owner's capital, and external sources, bank loan, overdraft, trade credit, share issue, crowdfunding, new partner. Two, match the source to the context. Startups have fewer options than established businesses. Short-term needs need short-term finance. Three, always discuss implications, interest costs, loss of control, risk to supplier relationships. Four, in evaluation questions, give a balanced argument and always reach a clear, justified conclusion. And remember, examiners are not trying to catch you out. They want to give you marks. Show them you understand the concepts, apply them to the context, and evaluate the trade-offs, and those marks are yours. Thanks so much for listening. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode. You've got this.